So our next question is from Amy in California, and she wants to know what causes OCD and what's the long-term impact on athletic performance?
Sure. Well, OCD refers to osteochondrosis dissecans, but I also want to talk about osteochondrosis. And so slight difference. So osteochondrosis is where there's a defect where the cartilage doesn't turn to bone correctly, and we have a lesion that's created. Wherein we get the OCD part, the dissecans, it's where there's a little, typically a little crack or a little part that breaks off. And so in real general terms, it's a defect of the cartilage in the joint area. And what's interesting about osteochondrotic lesions is sometimes they exist and we don't even know that they're there, and they don't cause any problems ever. And it might be an incidental finding at a time of necropsy, and you're like, oh, wow, this horse had a lesion, never knew. Or sometimes you're taking radiographs and it's like, oh, look at this, there's a lesion and it has no problem. Okay, that's wonderful when that's the case. Sometimes that's not the case. They can have a lesion that's really bothersome. So if you look at a horse's joint, the articular surface should be extremely smooth because you're having these joints glide over one another, and you know, any defects to that, any roughened areas, certainly can cause pain. And if we have a little part that breaks off and gets in the joint, that's a real mess. So it can certainly have some long-term implications because it can cause a painful joint. Various factors, and this has been studied for a long time, and nobody's been able to pinpoint it to a simple, one simple thing. Certainly there seems to be a genetic link. Certain bloodlines tend to have more problems with others. People like to blame fast growth for it. Horses that grow faster do tend to see have a greater incidence, but I still think it's important to look at the nutrition, because if they're growing fast but you don't have the right combination of bricks, going back to our construction workers and bricks analogy, then you're going to not be able to put a really good foundation on there. Another thing that has been linked is in terms of nutrition. People often feed horses in meals. You know, you grain, give grain in the morning, give grain at the night. And there is some research, and it's not a lot of it, but it's enough to raise some suspicion, that when we feed grain in meals, where we see this increase in blood glucose followed by a spike in insulin, that higher insulin spikes can cause a problem. When I'm feeding young horses, I really love the idea of trying to avoid large meals of grain. And I have no problems giving grain to young horses. I think it can be very beneficial in terms of growth and providing the right nutrients. But man, if you can spread it out throughout the course of the day so that we're not getting that huge spike in glucose followed by that huge spike in insulin, that's one of those things that I think also can play a role in the development of osteochondritis. Other things that have been explored, insufficient amounts of copper in the diet, but if you're feeding a balanced commercial concentrate, most of those have more copper added to them to avoid that problem, because they know that low copper is a problem. If you're just feeding hay, well, better get it analyzed, because there's a lot of hay around that doesn't have enough copper. And considering when you're evaluating your horse's diet, you have to look at what the hay provides as well as what the grain provides. Too many people only look at the grain. Mm-hmm. So combination of exercise, it's combination of genetics, and of course the nutrition plays a role too.